Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He's the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Thank Him. Come on, lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you're welcome in Jesus' name. Say, wow. You know, yesterday I was praying through, learning about the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And it looks like almost, I mean, it becomes so fresh. You can never be used to Easter because it is what marks Christianity. Now, give me Hebrews chapter 10. I'm not going to take much time today, but I'm going to let you understand the power or the benefit of what? Jesus' resurrection. And why he needed to resurrect. So please, everybody pay attention. You know, it is easy to preach other things, but these things, you need the spirit of revelation to understand many things. Amen. Amen. Many Christians don't understand. You know, how many of you saw me post about a link to Pastor Elvis teaching on the resurrection? But you realize that not many people would just even bother to even sit down to listen to what Jesus did. I remember when I was listening to the message on resurrection, I was clapping for myself. I said, this man can teach. Wow! He can teach. I was offline listening to the message. I was clapping my room. What's your Bible? And I paused the message and I told him that the message is too wild. Too wild. Too blessed. I listened to it. I listened to Dr. Ponyese's one. I listened to Papa. No, this morning when I was coming, I said, let me listen to it. It is too deep. Too deep. And I began to appreciate Jesus' death and the resurrection. You see, many Christians are celebrating what they are ignorant about. And ignorance can switch up power. It can switch up power. Ignorance, it can switch up power. When you don't know what you must know, you'll be imprisoned by what you must defeat. If you don't know what you must know, you'll be a slave to what you must be a master over. Ignorance is your greatest enemy. Fight it with every power. Yesterday, too, I was listening to Pastor Mensah Otabe. People can teach the Bible. I was listening to his message on the power of the cross. After them, I said, no, I think I have to go. I have to go for a theological class or something. No. And he also made me understand the cross. It's not just carrying cross. Obu akwada no akwadi chalk at all cross. I don't get it down. The Bible is saying this. And also, oh, especially Oko girls cannot be by Munda Mumpasu. Must say Mumpasu and not be by. Today we are about to learn. Tell somebody about to learn. Opa, she don't be saying no answer white. Oga say you swear in ti. Now be down also. Obi that sorry, I share white. Ask your neighbor why are you wearing white. Ask the dear. Ask this girl. I say, yes, I'm sorry. Ain't he never going to say? Who can tell me why we are selling, why the resurrection for $100? Is it saying the baby is sorry? Questions and answers. Who answer $50? Who answer $100? Who answer £100? And the woman said, Obi, a man. Money, it can command a woman to be committed to things. Now, I want us to learn something very important about the resurrection. If he had not risen, what would have happened? All right. Now, please, this scripture is Hebrews chapter 8, 9, and 10 are powerful scriptures. But I want us to learn something from here quickly. Now, please, watch this. One follow carefully, you may miss what I want to tell you. All right.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. The old system in the law of Moses was only a shadow of the things to come.
Now, this is referring to Leviticus. When in the olden days, the Lord brought a system to control the people of God, you know, when they came out of Egypt. I'm taking my time to teach, okay? When you read Leviticus, the Lord told Moses, gave an instruction. There were so many offerings in the olden days. All right? And the scripture says the old system in the law of Moses, the commandment God gave to Moses to be given to the people of Israel, is called the law of what? Moses. Okay? Now, the old system, which is in the olden days, was only a shadow of the things to come. That simply means that the things Moses was doing was not the real thing. What Jesus came to do was the real thing. But you see, now follow me very carefully. The old system in the law of Moses, which God gave Moses to teach the people of Israel how they should be able to walk with him and have a good relationship with him. So the law was like steps of how you must live in order to be able to have a strong relationship with God. Are you here? So God gave you several laws. I mean, not more than 200-300 laws. And can you remember all of them? So anytime a man breaks the law, you are meant, for instance, if you live in sin throughout the year, there is a time within the year you come to the high priest with a goat, with two, whatever. Then one is sacrificed as an atonement for your sins. And one, the priest will confess your sins on that goat. And they have another special person who will beat the goat to travel to a far place. So the goat will travel. So as far as the goat will travel, that's your sins are going far away. So that was what was happening. Now, the reason why the resurrection is very important today is because of this. Now, when the priest enters to mediate between us and God, that is, to stand in between us, like to intercede. So he goes in with your sacrifice, and that's all the things he needs to do. You know, in the olden days, there were two, like when you enter the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy, but the most holy, where God is. So the holy is where the priest will stand, but the most holy is where God is. Do you get it? So when the priest enters the holies with your sacrifice and everything, now they will tie things, you know, something like a bell. So when he enters and you ring the bell and I think it responds or something, it means that he is alive. Are you here? But more ringing, I say, I'm ringing the NS already. God, and do you know that most times the priest would even have to purify himself and his family before he even purifies you? Hey. So can you imagine, can Christmas time, could be at the Aponche Ba Church? Life. Because for the deal, God takes the blood, I take the goat. Now look at everybody here. Come and say, come at my anchor. Are you here? So, the scriptures is the old system with which God used to live with his people. The system when you sin, you have to bring a goat and a man has to mediate on behalf of God. It was only a shadow of the things to come. Not the reality of the good things Christ has done for us. So that means that in those days, the sacrifices they made, the goat and everything, was not the real thing God was in need of. So those sacrifices didn't really work for them. God was only trying to, it's like what I said, okay, send me, send any other thing. So let me just use this to. So almost every year, they will always come and bring. And the sacrifice did not always please the wrath of God. It didn't really satisfy God's anger. It didn't really meet the target of God. Because number one, when man sinned, it contaminated everything. When Adam sinned, it contaminated everything, including all the animals. So there was no sacrifice that was holy enough to withhold the wrath of God. For instance, when Achan committed sin, do you know that it affected his children and everything he had? So in Joshua chapter 7, they needed to stone. Now, when we did Bonia, that's what they did to Achan. Because when they were going for the war, the Lord told them never to steal anything. And Achan stole. So when Achan, that's why you see, sin is very dangerous, but people don't know the impact of sin. People don't know the power of sin. So Achan stole. In Joshua chapter 7, I'll come back to this very soon. And when they went to war, a very small town was able to defeat Israelite. They didn't understand. We've been able to bring down Jericho. So why this small town? So Joshua was so disturbed and he went before the Lord, asking God, what is happening? I mean, we brought down Jericho. Everybody's scared of us. So Joshua sent some men. They ran to the, okay, so Joshua sent some men to make a search. There's a search as to what is causing us to be defeated. Sin, that's why I'm saying that. If you don't know what you must know, what you must master begins to master you. It is a pretty and say, oh, they're smart. Now look at this. They ran to the tent and found the stolen goods hidden there, just as Achan had said, with the silver buried beneath the rest. Verse 23, quickly. They took the things from the tent and brought it to Joshua and all the Israelites, and they laid them on the ground in the presence of the Lord. Verse 24, quickly. Then Joshua and all the Israelites took Achan, the silver, the robe, the bow goat, his sons, daughters, cattle, donkeys, sheep, goats, tent, everything he had. And they brought them in the valley of the anchor. Now look at what they're going to do. Do you know he didn't steal the goat and everything? But his sin affected everything he had. So now, where we are gold. But Zakron, it did not only affect you. For instance, because Uber now didn't tell me, say, Obisu wants obedience at the bonnet. Yes, show us a phone. Then Joshua said to Achan, why have you brought trouble on? Sin brings trouble. Why have you brought trouble on us? The Lord will now bring trouble on you. And all the Israelites stoned Achan, his family, and burned their bodies. Who sinned? Achan. Where did the judgment come from? Who did the judgment come upon? His family. Oh, you're not getting me. The old system in the law was only a shadow of things to come, not in the reality of the things Christ has done for us. The sacrifices under the old system were repeated again and again, year after year, but they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship. They were never able to do what? Provide perfect cleansing. And I told you that in the olden days, now the reason I gave you the Achan story was because of Adam, right? And why the animals could not provide perfect what? Cleansing. Why? Because even in the animals, God could sense smell. God could smell sin. Like the way Achan sinned and it affected, for instance, Wada. I mean, does it make sense? Wada. Hey, hey. Ade, ade, ade. Oh, Baba, we are there. then they are stoning you because of your dad. So the Bible says that the sacrifices under the old system, that means the old system talks about from Adam till Jesus came and died, they were still in the old system. Even when Jesus came, they were still doing the old system tradition. It was when he died that he ended the act of the first Adam. Are you getting it? So that simply means that if Jesus had not died, but if the only thing Jesus did was to raise Lazarus, we would have still been in the old system. So he came to end what the first Adam brought, and he began a new chapter. So that means that's what the Bible says. Curse be unto the man who hangeth on the cross. So on the cross, now maybe one day I'll teach you the power of the cross. The number of curses God released there, Charlie, it's not easy. But the Bible says on the cross, Jesus was taking all the curses. So now, do you know there were curses on the work of your hands, curse on my, if you sleep with your, there were curses everywhere. Every little thing God will curse you. We hate him. No one can bring a curse. I think in Deuteronomy, there were so many curses. And when Jesus, and there is a statement that curse be unto any man who hangeth on the cross. So when Jesus hanged on the cross, he became the accursed thing. But not just the accursed thing, he became the perfect sacrifice because he is God and he knows. Listen, let me explain this. Holy Ghost, help me. All the sacrifices under the Old Testament were repeated again and again. So almost every year, you would have to come, bring gold, lay your hands on it. It's like, and you still go back with the guilt of sin. And come back again. And go again. So that means that if you have no money for gold, you are sentenced to death. Now, there have been a million scattered punches. The sacrifice under the old system were repeated again and again, year after. But they were never able to provide the perfect cleansing for those who came to worship. Because when Adam sinned, it contaminated everything. So all the animals they brought to the altar was a contamination. Angels could not meet the standard. Why? Genesis says even angels were contaminated. So one act of Adam contaminated everything. So in order for God to cleanse the world, he needed to come. Let's go on. Let me show you something. Verse 2, quickly. If they could have provided perfect cleansing, the sacrifices would have stopped. That means that they didn't need several sacrifices to cleanse their sins. So, if they could have provided perfect cleansing, the sacrifices they made year after year. So let me say, the sacrifice you would have made in 2022, you shouldn't have come back to sacrifice again. Are you here? The sacrifice would have stopped, for the worshippers would have purified once and for all time. And their feelings of guilt would have disappeared. Verse 3. But just the opposite happened. Those yearly sacrifices reminded them of their sins every year. That means you sin, you know that you're going to sacrifice. You sin, you know you're going to do what? And the funny thing is, the sacrifice now they call for the butcher, they are contaminated already. So it didn't really touch God enough to say, okay, I'm wiping away all your sins. So that means every year you needed to come to the altar because the sacrifice was not even perfect enough to appease the wrath of God. Verse 4 quickly. For it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. It is not possible for the blood of bulls and to take away who committed a sin. So why should an animal take your place? So that is why Jesus needed to come as a man to take the place of a man. Are you here? So now, we were created in the image and in the likeness of what? And God breathed in the nostrils of man. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, God breathed into our nostrils. But when we sinned, we died and we became mere men. We became what? So now, in order for us to return back as to what we were. Jesus needed to take our place so that we can have his place. For it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. That is why. Let's all read. One to go.
That is why when he came into the world, said, you did not want animal sacrifice.
That's why I told you in the beginning that the sacrifice they were making, God really was not really, you know. I go to the Bible and I'm going to find out that the owner is old. Because even the priests who were even offering the sacrifice, they themselves were, God was searching for them to kill them. Because God killed the two sons of Aaron. The two sons of Eli who were serving at the altar, God killed them. The guy who tried to save the ark of God, God killed him. I'm a killer being. Now they are going. Because do you know what was making God? It was not God, it was the wrath of God. Now, you remember that when God was not happy with man in Genesis, God said, I regret making man. So the only way God could wipe away sin was to destroy. But God realized that even what he did in Genesis, in the days of Noah, could not still wipe away sin. So in Genesis chapter 8, Noah offered a sacrifice, and God said, I will no longer curse the ground. Yet there was still curse. So the perfect sacrifice to wipe away was not the sacrifice of animals because they were contaminated. But Noah built, okay, go back. If I'm to go deeper, he said, this one makes Christianity nice. That is why, let's all read, one to go.
That is why Christ, when he came into the world, said, you did not want animal sacrifices and grain offerings.
So that means that God wanted a sacrifice to please his wrath, right? But not an animal what?
Sacrifice.
Continue.
But you have given me a body so that I may obey you.
You have given me
a body.
A
body.
So that I may
obey you.
Verse 6. No, you were not pleased with the animals burnt on the altar. Are you getting it?
Or with other offerings of sin.
Verse 7, quickly.
Then I said,
look, I have come to do your will, O God. Just as them, I've come as the perfect sacrifice. I have come to do what the animals could not do. I have come to do what goats could not do. I have come to do what the law of Moses could not do. The law could not do it. God brought 10 commandments. He thought the 10 commandments could have made man live right. Charlie, he didn't do anything. God thought, killing the world, you know, destroying the world, making Noah build an ark was the right way. He couldn't. And God said, no, I have to calm down myself. So, problem with the mathematics, they may not mean to solve it. My sending lecture Moses, lecture Elisha, lecture, all the, they came to lecture the people of God, but they could not. But Jesus said, I am the way. I am the
way.
Then I said, look, I have come to do your will, O God, just as it is written about me in the
scriptures.
That's why in the verse 1 says that all the things they did were shadows, but now Jesus is the main thing. All the things they did were shadows. They were not the main thing. Jesus became the main. The main sacrifice was for God himself, because when God created the world, it was a perfect world, and man came to corrupt it. No creation can correct the error. It takes the creator to correct the error. Can I say this? Can I say this?
Oh, yes.
Can Samsung repair iPhone? So when God created the world and man corrupted the world, does man have the antidote to correct the virus?
No.
It takes the one who created the system.
Oh, yes.
So God came as the one who created the world to correct the error. Let me show you a scripture, then we close. Romans 6. So because of you, Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
That I'm still standing. I could have missed.
Now look at this. Let's all read this loud and clear. One, two, go.
For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering of our sin, so that we could made right with God.
For God made
Christ
to be the offering. So realize that in the olden days, they used to give offerings for what? Sin. But that offering for sin could not please God. Why? I told you that those offerings were already contaminated. So already God was not really pleased. So that's why when Jesus came, God said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well. So this sacrifice there. Are you getting me? There have been several sacrifices. Several. In the days of Moses, in the days of several. Do you know what the Holy Ghost just taught me? Do you know that the life of a thing is in the blood? So the reason why man could not even live at peace with God was because the blood of an animal can't teach man how to walk with God. So even when the blood was shed, the blood could not teach man. So now, in order for us to know how to live with God, we needed someone who knows God, who had been with God. So the perfect blood to speak. Now the blood of Abel spoke against his brother. The blood of animals had no power. The only thing the blood could do was to cover our sin. So anytime God sees now, he does not see a cleansed man. He sees a man who is covered. But when Jesus came, his blood was the perfect blood. For God made Christ. How many of you believe in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God? So God made himself. Who God? Now, angels have sinned before. Man has sinned. Animals have sinned. Snake was representation of all the animals. Snake represented all the animals. Class captain. Satan also represented most of the angels in heaven. So sin in it was everywhere. The only person who had not sinned was God. And the only person to take sin, swallow sin, and make us sinless. Anytime the blood of animals was shed, we were still sinning. But when Jesus shed his blood, shed the blood.
The blood.
You see, when people say, because they did something but they are sinless, God is even shocked. I'm going to show you something. That we close. How many of you have been blessed? For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be offering for our sin, so that we could be made
right.
We could be made
right.
So one of the first benefits of resurrection was when. Okay, let me show you why the resurrection is important. Now, anytime the priest entered the Holy of Holies to present the sacrifice, okay? If God does not receive the sacrifice, it means the priest will die. So when the priest dies without coming out, it's an indication that the sacrifice you brought was not acceptable. That means you are still in sin. So they would always wait for the priest to do what? Come out. As an indication that the sacrifice was what? Good and acceptable. So when Jesus, being a sacrifice for our sin, when he died, it was like he was in the Holy of Holies. Now, mediated on our behalf with the... That is what the Bible says, that in Hebrews 10:1, whatever happened was a shadow. But Jesus is like trailer. But Jesus came to do the main thing. So now, Jesus entered the Holy of Holies. Was mediating day one. He was still there. Day two. And the disciples were, hey, is our sacrifice acceptable? They got. But on the third day, he rose up. He
rose up.
Now, when he rose up, it means that God has accepted the sacrifice. And this time around, once and for all.
So we don't need any other sacrifice. Why? The sacrifice of animals were contaminated, but the sacrifice of Jesus is sinless. So God needed a sinless blood to cleanse a sinful generation so that they can become righteous generation. For God made Christ who never
sinned.
Don't forget, animals sinned. So their sacrifice was not strong enough. But Jesus never sinned. Jesus, who being God, never sinned. So God actually came to take your place so that you can take his place. And died the death you should have died. So when he went to hell, he went for your sake. So nobody's permitted to go to hell. So let me say this. Sit down. Do you know that when he died, he did two things? He went before the Lord, mediated on our behalf. When the offering became acceptable, he went to hell. Sin should have taken us what? To. So when he hung on the cross, our sins came upon him and he went to hell on our behalf. And you know, the sin should have, the wages of sin is what? So now, all the sins, nanka, enamadam soek, ebayasuno. It should have taken us to where? Hell. And when Jesus came, he took those sins upon himself and went to hell on our behalf. Do you get it? Akwa se yebebo, oma me se nkaraba mu bande fabo me. Uno wadi boni oba, oma mi jiremu no yegwa na chi. For God made Christ who never sinned to be the offering for our so that we could be made right with
God.
So the greatest blessing of the resurrection was now we are made right with
God.
Let me show you some two benefits of the resurrection. Romans chapter 6 verse 3. For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism. When Jesus died, we died with him. Hello? Let's all read one to go. For we died and we were buried with what?
Christ.
Come on, church. We died and we were buried with
Christ.
And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we may live. So the reason why Jesus died and was raised so that we can live the God kind of life. He died to take our place so that we can have his place. Animals died but were not raised. Moses died, was not raised. Jesus died, he was raised. Because Moses was a mortal man used by the immortal God. But the immortal God became a mortal man so that we can become immortal. I recommend that after the service, go and listen. Go to my status and watch the message I posted. You'll get more clarification on the power of resurrection. For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now that we may live new lives. So one of the benefits of resurrection, when Jesus resurrected today, he gave us the privilege to now live a life free of death, sickness, because he swallowed or he took upon him the sins that could have taken you to hell or the sin that invited sickness, and he died with it, and now he's now risen to give you a new life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new
creation.
You are no longer the sinner, you are a new
creation.
Come on, shout it. Let me close. The way some ladies are doing their wig on me. Number one benefit of resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ means that believers are justified before God. Believers are justified before Romans 4:25. Now, you must note this. Listen to what I'm saying. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. He was delivered over to death for our and was raised to life He was delivered over to death. Now, we were supposed to die. Like Adam. When Adam sinned, God told him, when you sin, you do what? You will die. Right? The wages of sin is what?
Death.
Do you know that the whole world, we were all supposed to go to hell? And Jesus came and became the sin for the whole world. Ah, now, you see, the Bible said, by one man's sin, sin entered the world. And by one man's righteousness, life and peace entered the world. So through Adam, sin came upon us. And through Jesus, life came upon us. That's all. Hey, you are not clapping for Jesus. Now, let's all read. One, two, go. He was handed over to die because of our
sins.
Because of our
sins.
Somebody may say, but I've not sinned. When Adam sinned, it contaminated everything. Don't forget. When Achan sinned, it contaminated what? Everything. And the only way they could have brought life back to Israel was to kill what? Achan and his family. Right? So the only way God, we are the spiritual Israelites, the only way they could have, that is why Achan is a typology of Christ. They stoned him. Jesus, they did what? They stoned him. He was handed over to die because of our and he was raised from the dead to make us right. So Adepa was supposed to die. And I decided to take Adepa's place. So come. Quickly. Go and die. As she's going, I block her. Take my place. That's what Jesus did. If Jesus had remained in the dead, then there was no need of his coming. If he had remained in the holies of holies, dead without coming out, it simply means that the sacrifice was not acceptable. But when he went and came out, so the resurrection is, he has come to let us know that the sacrifice he presented on to God on our behalf is now acceptable. So now, we are now right with God, not because of what we did, but because of what he did. Do you get it? So now, you don't need to do anything for God to be happy with you. All you need to do is to declare Jesus. Because he died for you. So that's why if any man declares Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, God does no longer remember anything you did. All that God remembers is that Jesus died for you. Do you get it? Ah. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Now, justification means to be put right with God. Because of our sins, humanity was cut off from the right relationship with God. Sin made us disconnect from God. But when Jesus died in our place, he now gave us a reconnection back to God. Wi-Fi on. What do you think? Number two. The resurrection of Jesus shows that Jesus defeated death. Now, the reason why you should not fear death is because somebody has conquered death for you. Can I ask a question? If you are told that there is a snake in the room, all right, would you enter? Oh, come on. Would you enter? But if you are told that the snake in the room has been killed by your elder brother, won't you enter? So now, when Jesus died, sin had power, death had power, sickness had power. But when he rose up, he indicated that sin was powerless. Let me say this again. Please stand up. If this guy hears that there is a snake in his room, would he enter? But do you know that if he hears that four guys have killed the snake, number one, would he be scared of the dead snake? Number two, wouldn't he respect the people who had the courage to kill the snake? So number one, when we heard that sin was, the wages of sin is what? Death. We were scared of death. Hey, death is powerful, and death brings sickness. Death can, you know, come. Death comes in so many forms. Sin can manifest through many forms. All right. Do you know that accident can lead to death? Sickness can lead to death. So death is the central point, but has so many entry points. Accident can lead. So anytime somebody hears of accident, then you must know. Anytime somebody hears of this, then you must know. But the Bible declares that Jesus' resurrection proved to us that sin is powerless. What we thought was powerful, Jesus went there, or Jesus died to make us know that it is powerless. It is said, oh, we need to rebuild. The death that scares
made Adam and Eve in the garden is powerless. Because that same God who made death powerful swallowed death to make them powerless.
Am I preaching? Romans 6:23. Death is the enemy of mankind. Death is the enemy of mankind and the just punishment for our sin. Anytime a man sinned, death was the only option. When Achan and his family sinned, death was the only option. Am I talking to somebody? For the wages of sin is
death.
But the free gift of God is eternal
life.
Now let me show you a scripture. Acts 2 verse 4. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15:55. I'll give you the third point, then we are done. There are so many points. Oh!
Death.
Where is your... Come on, let's all read. One, to go.
Oh, death. Where is your victory?
Shout it. You see, if you are scared of dying, shout this because Jesus has died your death for you. You are not scared of death. Now, can I say this? When you have a relative who has died, never be scared of where they are going. Why? Jesus swallowed death. So those who are dead in Christ are sleeping. They are not dead. They are asleep. It is those who did not accept Jesus that they are with death. The Bible says that when God judges, death and hell was casted into the lake of fire. Am I talking to somebody? Death and hell was casted into the lake of
fire.
Are you learning? Are you scared of death? Why? You don't want to die. I am not scared of death because Jesus has made me know that death is powerless. He said, oh death, where is your victory? Death was only reigning because there was no perfect sacrifice to meet the sin reigning in that generation. But when Jesus came and met that, like for instance, it takes this for death to be broken. So all the sacrifice of the animals could not conquer the power of death. So when God came, God said, death, where are you? I will die to let you know you are powerless. And I will rise to let you know I'm powerful. Let's rewind to go. Oh, death, where is your
victory?
Uh-huh.
Oh, death, where is your sting?
Go on, verse 56.
For sin is the sting that results in death.
For sin is the sting that results in
death.
And the Lord gives sin its what?
Power.
Verse, I'll continue.
How we thank God.
How we
thank God.
Who gives us victory over
sin
and death through. So God has given you victory over
sin.
And through who?
Jesus Christ.
Through who?
Jesus Christ.
How did he give us victory over sin and death? When Jesus died in our place as a sinner and rose to conquer the power of sin. As we are shouting, let the power of death be broken. The resurrection of Jesus Christ means that believers are united with Christ. We believe in Christ and we are united. So now we are no longer sinners. We are now united with God. God does not see Charles Nyaba, but he sees Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14.
We know that the same God who raised our Lord Jesus will raise us.
We know that the same Lord who raised our Lord Jesus will do what?
Raise us.
So the first benefit, let me say this. The first benefit of the resurrection, Jesus coming back to life, is to reconcile us back to God. Don't forget, when the priest enters the Holy of Holies and comes out, it means that our sins are forgiven and therefore we have a relationship with God. But if Jesus had died and had not risen, it meant that God did not also accept Jesus' sacrifice. That means that we don't have a relationship with God. So Jesus died once and for all to let us have an everlasting relationship. Now, I sent a question to Pastor Elvis. Let me show you the scripture. And I think it's a powerful scripture. When I was studying it yesterday, I think I've done. And this scripture, Hebrews 9:12. Yesterday, when I was praying, when I started seeing through scripture, I said, "Hey, has an anointing fall on me or what?" Because the way I've been wanting to see through scriptures, only God knows how. Give me verse 10. Now, Hebrews 9 talks about what Jesus did in the Holy of Holies. All right? Shatala bradabash.
For that old system deals only with food and drink and ritual washing, external regulations that are in effect only until their limitations can be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
So Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come. He has entered that great, perfect sanctuary in heaven, not made by human hands and not part of this created world.
Uh-huh.
Once for all time, he took blood.
Now wait, once and for all. Meaning that after Jesus died, there was no need for any other sacrifice again. All the animals sacrificed from the days of Adam till he died, they could not please God. Imagine the number of animals that died from Moses till Jesus' time. All the sacrifices could not meet the wrath of God. But once and for all, he took blood into the most holy. Now this time around, Jesus now, in the olden days, it was an earthly what? Tabernacle that Jesus would go into. But this time around, he went to heaven himself. In heaven, there is a tabernacle in heaven where when you read the whole of Hebrews chapter 9, it talks about what Jesus went to do in heaven when he died. All right? I don't have time. We would have read it from the verse 1. He took his own blood, and with it he secured our. This is why I asked Pastor Elvis the question, and I'll bring the answer to you. You remember we have the discussion, the leaders meet, we had a discussion about this. So when I saw this, it's like a point. Poof, I said, "Hey, my God." He took his own
blood,
and with it he secured our salvation for all.
Ever.
Once and for all, he took blood into the most. Can we read the verse 1? Let's all read the verse 1 and close. Verse 1. Hebrews 9, 1. Okay. Now, let's all read. One to go.
Now, in that first covenant between God and Israel, there were regulations and a sacred tent here on earth.
Protocol, read the bill. Hold on, we should teach someone what happens. Now, won't hear. So, be now, do you know that Apostle Samuel used to let his singers have their note? Because you can't be standing there like that. Oh. Yesterday, I listened to several messages before I came out. I wanted to know myself before I come and preach it to you. I'm not coming to preach something to you and then I'll be a castaway. What do you think? I listen to different teachers of the word. Dr. Mensah is one of the refined teachers. Refined. I listen to Pastor, I listen to Dr. Paul. 3 messages yesterday. There were 2 rooms in the tent. Now look at, in the physical tent, in the olden days, there were 2 rooms whenever they come to the temple. So now, everybody will have a perfect picture of what Jesus went to do in heaven by this revelation. So let's all read. Want to go?
There were 2 rooms in this tent. In the first room were a lampstand, a table, and loaves of holy bread on the table. This was called the holy place.
So this was called the
holy place.
Uh-huh.
Then there was.
Don't forget, this was the curtain that was torn when Jesus shouted. It was torn. So now this curtain, when it was torn, it means that you don't need a man of God to get to God. You can go to God yourself. Now at first, it was animals that went to God on your behalf with a man of God. But this time around, that curtain, that leads to the most holy place where God dwells. When Jesus became the perfect sacrifice on the cross, when he shouted, "It is finished," the curtain was torn. Now, when the curtain was torn, one of the revelations I learned was, but it turned from the head to the down. It means God himself said, "Now I am pleased with the sacrifice. Man can come to me. You don't need a pastor to go to God." Now look at this. There was a curtain. Behind the curtain was the second room called the most holy
place.
So this is the place where God dwells. The holy place is more than a normal place, but the most holy place is where God himself dwells, that it takes only the priest to go there. In that room where what?
Gold incense altar.
Oh, let's read it quickly.
In that room were a gold incense altar and a wooden chest called the Ark of the Covenant, which was covered with gold on all sides. Inside the ark were a gold jar containing some manna, Aaron's staff that sprouted leaves, and the stone tablet of the covenant with the Ten Commandments written on them.
Read on.
The glorious cherubim were above the ark, where their wings were spread out over the ark's cover, the place of atonement. But we cannot explain all of these things now.
I love that part. When I realized there are some things that are unexplained. Hey, there are some things now. Peter said, there are some things our brother Paul teaches that it is difficult to understand. And you remember when Paul actually, the church, Peter not only used to say, and you remember when Paul actually, I wouldn't mean to ask you. Chale, may the spirit of revelation come upon us. I said, may the spirit, you see, what is the spirit of revelation? When you begin to study the word of God, things begin to reveal to you. You begin to see, you begin to understand. Yesterday, I didn't have a prayer point. When I started praying, from when I got to my room, I prayed now. I wanted to raise a prayer point, but the more I prayed, the more I spoke in tongues. I was in the church praying. I wanted to raise a prayer point, and I was praying in tongues for hours. 4, 5, 6 hours. I was just praying in tongues. Maybe the Lord was giving me this revelation. What do you think? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let's read it and close. Keep on.
The glorious cherubim were above.
Oh, church.
The glorious cherubim were above the ark. Their wings were stretched out over the ark's cover, the place of atonement. But we cannot explain all of these things now. When these things were all in place, the priests went in and out of the first room regularly as they performed their religious duties. But only the high priest goes into the most.
Now, are you getting this part? I was explaining before, you remember?
Yes.
How many remember? I was explaining about the high priest being the only person to go. So now Jesus became our great high priest to go on our behalf before God. All right, continue. How many of you are getting clarity by reading this chapter? All right, let's keep on.
And only once a year, and always with blood, which he offers to God to cover his own sins.
So in those years, in those times, the priest would only come once a year with always what? With
blood.
And which he offers to God to cover his own
sins.
Because that means that the priests were also sinning. So for the bonim. So let's see. So the priest would always come to the most holy place only once a year. It can be once in a year. My God. Let's read it. Want to go?
Which he offers to God to cover.
Oh, church, let's run to go.
Which he offers to God to cover his own sins.
Number one, he offers the sacrifice to who?
God.
To do what?
Cover his own sins.
Not to cleanse, to
cover.
So that's why I told you that the blood of animals could only cover our sins, but could not wash away. Because the animal's blood was not perfect enough to wash away. How many of you know there are some detergent when you used to wash, it can cleanse things? But as a master, the end, you may be okay.
And the sins of the people have...
Oh, let's... We want to go.
The sins of... By these regulations, the Holy Spirit revealed that the...
By this what?
Regulations.
So these are things that must be revealed. If God has not revealed the importance of the resurrection to you, you may not even evaluate. You may just wear white and not even appreciate it. All right, let's go. Want to go.
By these regulations... The Holy Spirit revealed that the most holy place was not open to the people as long as the first
room. By this revelation, the Holy Spirit revealed that the most holy place was not open to the
people.
So that means that the people didn't know God. They only knew God through a man. But that was not God's plan. But the reason why men were no closer to God was because of their sin. So now Jesus became that sin that blocked us from getting to God. And through his righteousness, we got closer to God. No, wait. Jesus came from heaven because he has been. Now, John 1 verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with. And in the mind of God, God made man to be with man. So that's why in Genesis, the Bible says, and God came in the cool of the day searching for man. But what made man far from God was because of the sin. So now sin became a hindrance, like a wall between us and God. And so God created a system in the olden days. And the system was, in order for them to get closer to me, even for them to even come, it will always be once in a year. And before they can even hear me or get closer to me, they must sacrifice. So the sacrifice went on and on and on and on until Jesus came as the perfect sacrifice to meet God's wrath. Hey, do you get it? God's plan was not this. By this regulation, the Holy Spirit revealed that the most holy place was not open to the people as long as the first room and the entire system represents. System it represents were still in. Read on. Verse 10 quickly.
This is an illustration pointing to the present time. For the gifts and sacrifices that the priests offer are not able to cleanse and.
Oh, read on.
For that old system deals only with food and drink and ritual washing. External regulations that are in effect only until their limitation can be corrected.
I don't want to go into this. And verse 11. So Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come, and he has entered the great and perfect sanctuary in heaven. And not made by human hands, nor part of this created world. Verse 12. Quickly. Once and for all. In the olden days, the human priest will go to the human tabernacle to do the human worship, which was not really, that was not what God wanted, but because that was the only way. But now God said, no, if we go on with this, man will never get closer to me. So let me just come, be the perfect sacrifice, meet my own wrath, take it upon myself. Now men are free because of me. Now let me end the resurrection message with this. How many of you know Barabbas? How many of you know he was in prison? Then the people opted Barabbas than who? It was a prophetic revelation about us. We were the Barabbas in the prison. And Jesus took the place of Barabbas. And we were freed to go and live a life we want. And Jesus took the place. Can I end with this? The thief on the cross. You remember that thief? I wish I was that thief. He was just with Jesus and said, remember me in your... That means, remember, I'm also part of the sinners you came to die for. You are my high priest. So since you are going there, please take me along. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me. Shout glory! Man could not get closer to God because of what? Sin. But Jesus became sin so that we can get closer to God. So when he rose up, now he died to bury sin, but he rose to give us the life we need to get closer to God. So that's what the scripture says in the book of Hebrews. Let us enter boldly. Do you know why there is no more fear? There is no more fear of the fact that God will kill us if we enter. Why? Somebody has entered on our behalf. Somebody has gone on our behalf. And that person is called Jesus. Shout Jesus. Be on your feet and let's close. How many of you have been blessed? Now, give me that scripture. Lukurakate. I am beginning. Listen, even today I'm appreciating the scripture more. As I'm preaching it, it's like I'm getting much deeper light. Let us come boldly. Do you know at first there was fear? So now, let's all read this loud and clear. Want to go?
So let us come boldly to the throne.
Now wait, do you know at first we used to come with fear? The fear that God may
kill us.
Oh, the fear that God may
kill us.
But Jesus died your death so that you can live the life God wants you to live. What is the life God wants us to live? The life of relationship. So let us come boldly to the
throne of our gracious God.
Hey, now that we can go to the throne. No? To the
throne.
Throne. Where only the high priest could enter. But when Jesus entered for us, now we are united with him. So anytime we go, God does not see us. He sees Jesus. Ha! Anka Yesu, I'm sorry, Anka Wu. I was a priest now, but I'm not sacrifice. But Jesus went, came, and said, all power is given unto me. All power is the power of hell. So no man is meant to go to hell. The only man who is meant to go to hell is a man who does not acknowledge Jesus as his high priest. You can't go to heaven without Jesus. You can't. You can't. The same way in the olden days, you can't go to God before without the high priest going on your behalf. So Jesus went as our high priest, as our intercessor. So after he went, now do you know that he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. So now, anytime we sin, it is not what you do that will make God excited. It is the blood that speaks. So now, there is a blood on an altar. That's why the Bible says the blood of Jesus speaks better things. Now, the blood of animals spoke for a year, but the blood of Jesus speaks for a lifetime. Do you know why the blood of Jesus speaks for a lifetime? Because God is eternal, and anything that comes from God does not die. Animals can die. Men can die. But anything that comes out of God does not what? That was why the only blood was, the only thing that was ultimate for the perfect sacrifice was not the blood of animals that can die, but the blood of Jesus, who is God, who liveth forever. So anytime a sin rises in your life, the blood begins to speak on the altar. And the Father says, I want to strike. Anytime I want to, he sees you, but he sees Jesus. And you say, Mumu, buddy, bonya matiyan. Yes, I can. I'm at with you, crowd. Can we lift up our hands and thank him? Thank him. If not for Jesus, if not for Jesus, for you must sing for me. How you show me mercy quickly.
Lord, I'm amazed by how you showed me mercy.
Now, I want you to thank God for what I taught you
right now. Thank you for your mercy.
Jesus resurrected to give you the perfect sight, to be the perfect.
Lord, I'm amazed.
Come on.
By how you showed me mercy.
Come on.
Shinekemo. Thank you for your mercy. I'm amazed.
Oh, lift up your hands.
Lord, I'm amazed.
Thank you for this resurrection. We are wearing white because we are no longer the sinners we used to be. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy.
Now, can I explain to you why you are wearing white? Now, you have the right to wear white, you know, not because of you, but because of the blood that has washed you. So you are now like, when God sees you, he sees you as a righteous person. God does not see you as a sinner. Anytime you receive, if any man be in, he is a new one. So your garments are not dirty, they are new. Watch yourself and say, ah. Now, every eye closed, every head bowed. Let me do this before we close. Every eye closed. Now, how many of you have been blessed by what I taught today? Daniel, have you been blessed? Are you sure? Are you sure? If I give you the mic, you can tell me something. Wow. How many of you appreciate the resurrection today? Wow. How many of you appreciate why you are now wearing white? Let us come boldly, boldly. How many of you sin and there is fear in your heart? But now come boldly. Why? Because a man has paid your debt. He has paid the price. You are no longer dirty before the Lord. You are now the righteousness of God in Christ. Not by works are you saved, but by the grace of God. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You are here, you don't know Jesus as a Lord and personal Savior. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You are here, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you want to say, Pastor Charles, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Kindly lift up your hands. I want to pray with you. Today is the best day to give your life to Jesus. Give me a wave. You know, I remember
the last year, 25th, I baptized some people. And those people can never forget that it was 25th we were baptized. So some of you should also decide to give your life to Jesus today, because you will never forget the day you give your life to Jesus. When somebody asks you, when did you give your life? You say, Resurrection Sunday. The very day he resurrected with me. So I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. Every eye closed, every head bow. You want to give your life to Jesus? Give me a wave. I want to pray for you quickly. Quickly. Come on. All right. Let them pass. Oh, come, my brother. Come, come, come. Don't be shy, okay? Come boldly to the throne of grace. Lift up your hands to Jesus. No, lift up your hands to Jesus. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. Wash me with your blood. Forgive me of all my sins. And write my name in the book of life. Shall thank you, Father, for this opportunity to wear white as your son. In Jesus' name, amen. You are blessed.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through his servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.